New York, New York, where the strong come to be weakened, where the weak come to be strengthened, where the impatient are allowed to act rude, where patience and kindness are scorned as naivety, where the mask of your career risings and aspirations must be permanently soldered to your face, where honesty is far too impractical, and where time is the most valuable resource. New York, where money's the only thing that people listen to, as long as it doesn't take too long. Where human beings are confined to spaces and lifestyles that are a little different from the dignity of the cockroaches with whom they cohabitate. Where trust and faith are soon shelved to join the archived remnants of a Midwest childhood. Where the trendiest thing on Fifth Avenue is fashionable cynicism, passing as experience and wisdom. Where somewhere in a far-off street corner, a few iron flowers dare to bloom through the asphalt and mice to question the emotional traffic around them. Hello and welcome to New York City, where good intentions fail to materialize through the bureaucracy of a navy suit, where a nice girl must become a man to survive, where young people act old prematurely, yet never really grow up, where nose rings, belly buttons, and pierced tongues become mass confirmations of non-conformity, where nothing you can do will be too terribly shocking or obscene, unless, of course, you dare to be ordinary. New York City, where millions of lonely, self-centered, misunderstood people pass each other daily without seeing Eleanor Rigby. Where you are still isolated, emotional miles away, in seclusion, in a crowded subway car or classroom. Where sharing your vulnerability is more embarrassing to other people listening than it might be to you. Welcome to Manhattan, where you can rent a friend for $110 an hour and sit on a nice, fluffy couch or a tall bar stool. Where if you're really insecure, you can spend $200 on a haircut or $3,000 on a dress or hotel room. Where people with freedom seek the glamour and stability of golden handcuffs. Where intellectual snobism is no longer a defense mechanism, but an addendum to Darwin's survival of the fittest. Where every second a new seed is planted, with hopes of blossoming through the rubbish and smog. Somebody's child came here with a goal, accompanied by the requisite ambition and drive. Somebody's child was once lovingly instilled with enough courage and determination to dive headfirst into the great technical sea. Somebody's child came here with ideal intentions, having prepared all the right research and planning, and arriving with the perfect resume in the perfect font and the perfect format. Somebody's child indeed. But once you're here, you're nobody's child. Nobody's child. Nobody's care. Nobody's concern. And certainly, nobody's dead weight. And you realize that the first 25 years are over and maybe didn't even account for much of anything. Except as a conditioning exercise, perhaps. And like the snake down on Wall Street, it's time to shed your skin and reinvent your purpose. Somebody's child is going to be holding on to the same pole as you in the subway car tonight. And somebody's child is hoisting shiny golden handcuffs as the prescription for a prestigious rite of passage. Somebody's child struggled through student loans to support a family and now toasts to Maalox and Zantac every night. Somebody's child is sitting next to you. Someone else's child is just trying to run away from all of us. Every second. And new seeds are planted with hopes of blossoming through the rubbish and smog somewhere in a far-off street corner. A few iron flowers dare to bloom through the asphalt and mice to question the emotional traffic around them.